97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
It is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk. Mike Elam sitting in for Annie today. And Ryan Schmelz is joining us from Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. Ryan, how are you?
Well, I'm doing good. But to tell you the truth, I am baking in the sun right now outside the White House because I'm having issues getting Wi-Fi reception down in the basement. So,
oh, wow.
I love your station so much that I am doing this. Go, granted, I am sacrificing myself in the sun expecting to talk to Annie. So you've got some you've got to step up to the plate today.
You know, man, I appreciate you doing this, and I understand Annie is not only better looking than I am, she is much more intelligent. So I appreciate you trying to raise the bar for this show while she is not here. Thanks for making the time. So I appreciate you baking in the sun, but it seemed like over the weekend, man, that shooting caught everybody's attention, and the developments there just keep coming along, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, it was history, right? You know, I mean, it was one of those things where we stopped everything that we were doing. You know, I know our newsroom, we were having people rushing in to get into the newsroom so they could start reporting. You know, it was kind of an all-hands-on-deck type of situation. And it's certainly a moment in history. I don't think any of us are going to forget. We're always going to remember where we were when this happened. But, I mean, we got to get back down to business, which is finding out what the cause of this was, you know, what the motive was for the shooter. And you know, if there were any security failures that were noteworthy that led to the first president being shot since Ronald Reagan in the 80s.
Are you hearing anything new today that's breaking from that investigation?
Well, it depends on if you want to talk about Congress or just the details about the shooter.
All of the above. I know Congress is doing a very quick hearing on this and calling in, I believe he was calling in the head of the Secret Service. Is that correct?
Yeah. So the House Oversight Committee chairman is planning on having the head of the Secret Service in almost immediately when they get back from recess next week. We've got a couple of other people. You know, you've got the Homeland Security Committees, both House and Senate, hoping to have investigations. What we understand is that this afternoon, the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, as well as the ranking member, are expected to talk to the deputy FBI director. And then we are also expecting the Homeland Security chairman, as well as a number of other Republicans, to talk with Secret Service director as well. So a lot of moving parts going on.
Do you know what power the Congress is going to have? I mean, this is me being jaded, so forgive me for a second.
Yeah.
It seems like Congress keeps having all these hearings. They keep finding out things, but even though they find it out, they don't seem to have any real teeth to be able to get anything done. Yeah. Do you see any real changes coming because of these hearings?
You know, the reality is that the administration and the Secret Service director's back is going to be up against the wall with this one.
Right.
You know, this is a pretty severe instance where you saw the president of the United States get shot. And based off a lot of what security experts have said has happened is that this was a failure from Secret Service. So if the Secret Service director is to blame for this, then yes, I mean, whatever Congress does could be valuable information for the White House to utilize. But also, keep in mind, you know, we're in the middle of a government funding process. The appropriations process is kind of getting underway. You know, funding the Secret Service and doing it in a way that allows them to hire the agents they need and qualified candidates, you know, Congress has the power to give them that money. So I think that's something that could come from this, too. I mean, maybe it won't be the end-all be-all in terms of answers or solutions, but these are small things that do make a difference.
Are you hearing anything new about the shooter himself that's breaking today? I mean, we knew he was 20, but we really didn't know much about him beyond that.
Yeah, we understand he was part of a shooting club. We also understand that he, I believe, was able to purchase the gun through a family member. Yeah, but besides that, we still don't know much about the motive or anything like that.
Do you expect that we're going to find out very much? I mean, it sounds like from what I've heard.
Oh, yeah.
He was somebody who didn't have a big social media presence, which for a 20-year-old is saying something.
Yeah, no, certainly. I mean, but, you know, he's got parents. There's family members. There's plenty of people to interview that law enforcement can go to. So I would assume we're going to get a lot of information about him at some point. I just don't know when that's going to be.
Well, I appreciate that you're baking out in the sun for us today and getting this reporting. But what are the big stories that you're working on today there at the White House? What's going on there today?
Well, so within the next probably 30 minutes or so, at least based off the schedule, you know, they're not exactly always on time here, but we are expecting the Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas to join Karine Jean-Pierre, the press secretary, at the White House press briefing today. So this is the first opportunity the administration is going to have to take questions from the press and our first opportunity to ask them questions about this. So I would expect it to be a very lively hearing here today. And then, of course, you know, we're following the RNC developments. We're hearing that Trump is expected to pick his VP candidate probably around the 4:30 hour. So we'll see. You know, I'm very curious to see who it's going to be. You know, we got reports that there's multiple finalists who are in Milwaukee for the convention. So we don't really know if that shows anything or if he's got a surprise up his sleeves. It is Donald Trump, after all, who's always, you know, never conventional. So we'll see.
This is true. That's Ryan Smells. Man, I appreciate you making the time today. It seems like there is no shortage of stories today to talk about.
Yeah, you know, of course, you know, the day that Secretary Mayorkas is going to be talking about taking questions on the assassination attempt of Donald Trump, we also got the potential announcement for a VP candidate. So, you know, I think the joke around the press right now is, well, he might as well have just done this all in one day rather than spreading it out and keeping it busy for us. So, you know, maybe we'll get back to just a normal RNC week after this is over.
We appreciate you. Hang in there, Maren. We will talk soon.
Get more at 971talk.com.